Welcome to The Sensitive One, a podcast all about sensitivity and living in the world as a sensitive person. I'm Gina Susan Long, nutritionist for highly sensitive people, and I'm going to be your host. I created this podcast to offer knowledge, insights, and shared experiences for people who relate to being extra sensitive. Whether you experience challenges like allergies, food intolerances, or food sensitivities, or you struggle with anxiety and sensitivity to stress, or maybe you just relate to being a highly sensitive person, this is a podcast just for you. In this first season, we will be interviewing experts and everyday people who share the journey of dealing with food reactions. We'll be hearing from dietitians, nutritionists, authors, counselors, researchers, and people just like you who have had often remarkable experiences living with and healing from food reactions. These are some incredible recovery stories, so stay tuned. Living with food reactions impacts our lives in every way. It's not just about a special diet. It can feed fear and anxiety, and it can impact our relationships and put a strain on our mental health. And this is something that we'll definitely be discussing in the upcoming interviews. Being a nutritionist and working in health, I also get to see just how common food reactions are, and more concerning, just how common they are becoming. So my hope for this podcast season is to discuss what causes food reactions to develop in the first place, and what we can do to recover. So with that, our first interview with dietitian and food intolerance expert Frances Walker will be coming up in the next episode. If you'd like to listen in, you can find us on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to be updated when new episodes are released, I invite you to subscribe now. I look forward to spending more time with you, but for now, I'll leave you with some sneak previews into the upcoming episodes. This is The Sensitive One, Season 1, Intolerant.
I was developing more and more food intolerances, so one food after another was causing an issue.
You have to eat to live, but you're probably really afraid to eat because you don't know how that's going to impact you.
There was even a doctor who said that it was completely anxiety in all my head, and you know, they even prescribed me anxiety medication.
When they can't get an answer from the doctors, and when they're continuously reassured that everything is okay and you know your child is healthy and there are no answers, there's no medical conditions there.
He ended up asking me if I could somehow psychologically trick my body into digesting gluten without getting sick.
I've lost friendships, I've known others that have lost friendships, or even sometimes family relationships.
We don't want to be shut out. We may say no to the first 10 invitations until we feel safe, but we also don't want to feel that you're closed off to us.
This is really surprising. We're giving people, you know, a gram of gluten every day, and they're not having a reaction, and if anything, they're feeling better. At that stage, we thought, we found a cure.
And then I put 2 eggs in a loaf of her bread and nothing happened. And I was like, she's not allergic to eggs anymore.
And I was able to celebrate in style with foods that I hadn't eaten for probably something like 7 years. And it was just tremendous.